Welcome to 5 Minutes in the Word. This is your daily podcast that spends a few minutes exploring God's Word. We are continuing our study in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 12, looking at verse 6. Verses 6 through 8 are exhortations to use the gifts that God has granted to the individuals in a way that, again, Paul is reminding all of us, no one is better than the other. We're all equal in God's eyes as long as we trust in Christ. But that's the introduction comes from McLaren's exposition. The apostle proceeds to build upon the great thought of the unity of believers in the one body, a series of practical exhortations. In the first words of our text, he, with characteristic delicacy, identifies himself with the Roman Christians as a recipient, just like them, of the grace that is given. And he uses the word "to us." And as therefore, he's also subject to the same precepts which he commend to them. So let's listen to Romans chapter 12, verse 6, read from the New King James Version. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Again, that's Romans 12, verse 6, read from the New King James Version. I'll be back with insights and close with prayer. This is Hope Scott, and I am your host of the podcast, 5 Minutes in the Word. I pray that as you listen, you gain fresh insights as we study God's Word together. 5 Minutes in the Word is not only available on your favorite podcast apps, including Amazon Podcasts and Spotify. You can now listen at 6 a.m. every morning on KingdomPraiseRadio.com. Thank you. Again, that's Romans chapter 12, verse 6, read from the New King James Version. The emphasis here is that God has given abilities to his people. These are God's gifts to his church, and he gives faith and power as he wills. Gifts are given that God's grace may be expressed. The ability to prophesy, according to the New Testament, is not always predicting the future. Often it means effectively communicating God's message. And you can find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. These gifts are not for having, but for using. In other words, God's gifts fulfill their value as they are utilized for the benefit of others. And that's according to Life Application Study Bible. And as I was looking at the commentaries, there is an awful lot on Romans chapter 12, verse 6. So I would invite you, if you want to do some in-depth studying, that you will look to the commentaries, because I'm going to be as brief as I can and still try to stay true to what the commentaries had to say. And I'm using Matthew Poole's commentary this time. He says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, or seeing we have different gifts and offices according to the grace of God, the grace that God has bestowed upon us, let us use them the right way. Again, Paul is reminding us that there are no big I's and little U's. As you'll remember in verses 4 and 5, he says the body has many members, and all the members do not have the same function. So we being many are one body in Christ and individual members of one another. So he's saying, because you have these gifts, doesn't make you better than any other gift. Your gift isn't better than anyone else's gift. They're all for the edifying of the body. And then McLaren goes, Poole goes on to say, whether prophecy, let us prophesy. The words it says, let us prophesy, are not in the text, but are put there by the translators to help the text make sense. Whether we have prophecy, let us use it wisely, with sobriety in prophesying. Because, you know, sometimes there are folk who want to prophesy. They're going to prophesy whether you feel like hearing them or not. They'll chase you down and say, I have a word from God just for you. But we have to consider, has the Holy Spirit really told you to run up to this person and say, I have a voice, I have this word of prophecy for you? Or are you beating them up across the head with it? I've seen it in too many cases where even my husband relays an incident where he and several ministers were together, and a guy came up to them. Supposedly the Holy Spirit told him to come and tell them these great things, but everything he said were already done. And he was trying to make it seem like all of them had these special things that were about to happen in their lives, but God had already caused these things to happen. So he's prophesying what he thought was the future, which was actually their present situation. And when he got to my husband, because he wasn't dressed like a preacher, he didn't have a word of prophecy for him. The others were dressed like preachers, and he just assumed, okay, you're going to have this to happen to you, and you're going to have this to happen to you. And unbeknownst to him, all of these things had already happened. God had already done what he was predicting. But he says, do it with sobriety. We have to behave ourselves. By prophesying in this place, you may understand an extraordinary gift that some had in understanding divine mysteries and the Old Testament prophecies with a wonderful dexterity in applying in the same, to which was joined sometimes the revelation of secret and future things. But as in the case of the prophet who decided that he was going to prophesy, he wasn't seeing anything in the future. And he wasn't given any revelation of secret. I don't know what he was doing. But anyway, we have to be careful with gifts that God has blessed us with. And then he says, according to the proportion of faith, in other words, they that have this gift of prophesying must exercise it according to the measure of knowledge in heavenly mysteries that God has given them, or else in their prophesying, they must have regard to the articles of the Christian faith. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your exhortation to handle your gifts with respect. Because God, we know that there are prophets. You have given some for prophecy. And some of the other gifts that Paul will mention later on in the chapter, in the next two verses, help us to not use the gifts to belittle anyone or to make us feel big or feel important, because Paul has reminded us that the body does have many members, and the body, in each body of Christ, there are many gifts. And we thank you for that. We thank you that the Holy Spirit, you guide us if we allow you to. on how to use the gifts that God has blessed us with. So we thank you for that. Even as I'm using the gift to teach. So I thank you for that, Father, and help me to teach with clarity in the name of Jesus. Praying for those who need you in a special way as we listen to the news. There's too many things to try to cover them all, but you know what all is going on. So Father, we're praying for those who need you in a special way, whatever those needs may be, especially those of the household of faith. And Father, we're thanking you for answered prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for spending time in God's Word with me. Be blessed.